们读提摩太前书第二章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 2.
新约圣经提摩太前书第二章。
New Testament 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们弟兄姊妹轮流来念。
That's the alternate between brothers and sisters.
好，我们弟兄先来。
Let's start with the brother.
第一节。我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正至日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位公保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来，为奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。不愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金珍珠贵价的衣裳为装饰，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。女人要沉浸学道，一味地顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许她狭管男人，只要沉浸。因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。然而女人若长存信心爱心，有圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。好，我们再读马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
新约的第一卷书马太福音，我们读第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们从第六节开始念到第十五节。
From verse 6 to 15.
我们还是弟兄姊妹轮流来念。
An alternate between brothers and sisters.
好，第六节。你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多同族话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。好，我们最后念腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
就是夏令会里面我们的弟兄特别给我们交通的一段的圣经，第四章我们只念十二和十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
好，我们一起来。十二节，我知道怎样处卑，也知道怎样处丰富， 饱足，或饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。好，我想我们圣经就先念这么多。
That's all the scripture reading.
我们下面一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你！
Lord, we thank you.
你常借着你的圣灵来安慰我们。
Through your Holy Spirit, you comfort us.
感谢你，无论我们遭遇什么样的环境。
No matter what we face is in the circumstance.
你自己亲自成了我们的安慰。
You become our comfort.
你让我们今天得着基督的安慰。
Today we gain your comfort.
让我们可以安慰那遭同样患难的人。
So that we can comfort others who suffer the same.
我们何等感谢你！
We thank you, Lord.
你竟然这样的怜悯我们！
You have mercy on us.
你愿意成为我们最好的朋友！
You to be our friend.
你常常与我们同在！
You are with us constantly.
为这样的恩典，我们在你面前实在要感谢，实在要赞美！
With this grace, we want to praise you and thank you.
愿早晨我们在你面前一同思想你话语的时候，
This morning when we meditate your words,
是在仰望主自己。借着圣灵亲自向我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们什么时候听见你向我们说话的声音，我们什么时候就活了。
Whenever we hear your voice that speak to us, we are alive.
什么时候我们听见你向我们说的话，我们的心就得安慰了。
Whenever we hear your words, we are comforted.
我们何等需要你自己亲自来向我们说话。
We need your speaking to us.
愿你超越我们人所有的软弱。
May you surpass all our weaknesses.
越过我们人所有的限制。
Overcome our limitation.
让我们在这里都能够把我们的心灵向主敞开。
So that all our hearts are open to you.
愿主这样的怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们一同谦卑的都等候在主的面前。
We humbly wait for you.
仰望主的怜悯，我们这样祷告。是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, to your mercy in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这一次夏令会，我们知道有两个讲员。
This summer conference we had two speakers.
孙弟兄他特别给我们讲到基督徒生活的秘诀。
Brother Sons talk about the secret of Christian life.
他告诉我们说，其实这个秘诀哈。乃是神自己的奥秘。
He said the secret is the mystery of God.
神他有个奥秘。
God has a mystery.
为什么他有个奥秘呢？
Why?
因为他有一个目的。
Because he has a purpose.
达到这个目的呢，这个方法是人所不知道。
To reach this purpose, no one knows.
我们的神是一位有目的的神。
Our God has a purpose.
他无论做任何的事情，他都照着他的旨意。而朝着他的旨意而去的。
No matter what he does, he is doing according to the purpose.
我们的神的成就他的旨意也是有个奥秘的。
To accomplish his purpose, there is a mystery.
因为他非常看重达到他旨意的方法。
He emphasizes the method to reach the purpose.
弟兄姊妹，不仅他的旨意神是非常看重的。
The Lord looks heavily on the purpose.
我们的神也特别看重达到他旨意的方法。
He also looked to the way to reach the purpose.
这是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，神的奥秘哈，今天就是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
Our brother tells us the mystery is the way a Christian life is.
我们知道神的奥秘就是基督。
We know the mystery is Christ.
那么基督今天就成了我们生活的秘诀。
So Christ is the secret life.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
How wonderful it is.
我们知道基督是我们的道路。
We know He is our way.
弟兄姊妹，当你在生活里面，在侍奉里面，在工作里面，你没有出路的时候。
In your way, your service, and your work, when you don't have a way out.
弟兄姊妹，不要在基督以外寻找出路。
Do not search another way outside of Christ.
基督是我们的出路。
Christ is our way out.
基督是我们一切问题的解答。
He is our He is the way we can resolve all things.
所以我们的弟兄就特别告诉我们说，我们今天要行走在基督里。
Our brother tells us we need to walk in Christ.
真实的基督里你就发现说你就有出路。
When we walk in Christ, we have way out.
你就有问题的解答。
You have the answer to all questions.
那么怎么样我们能行走在基督里呢？
How can we walk in Christ?
我们怎么能照着基督呢？
How can we do according to Christ?
我们怎么能常常持守并元首基督呢？
How can we cling to Christ?
他第二堂就特别告诉我们说我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
We need to have Christ, the heart of Christ is our heart.
因为我们的心思就决定我们的行事为人。
Our mind decides our deeds.
对不对？
Is that right?
你怎么思想就行事为人。
However you think, that's the way you walk.
如果我们要在基督里行走。
If we want to walk in Christ,
我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
If we want to have the heart of Christ,
我想这次夏令会弟兄姊妹印象太深刻了。
We know brothers and sisters have deep impression.
不仅孙弟兄讲到这件事，
Not only brother's son talk about this.
小魏弟兄又讲到这件事情，
Brother Wei also talk about
it. 盼望弟兄姊妹真的好好回去再听一下。
We hope that brother and sister will listen again.
我觉得这些话对我们来讲是太宝贵了。
These words are precious to us.
那么我们后面就讲到，那我们怎么样能够以基督耶稣的心为心呢？
How can we have the heart of Christ?
那我们弟兄第三堂就告诉我们。
So the brother taught us.
我们需要有生活的目标。
We have to have a goal in our life.
他讲了四个方面，对不对？
He talked about four aspects.
李阳，你还记得住吗？
Do you remember?
考考你，这才一个多月。
Only a month passed.
啊，这个头一个是什么？以基督为我们的什么？要认识基督，然后呢
？To know Christ.
得基督。
To gain Christ.
然后呢？享受基督。
To enjoy Christ.
最后一个，彰显基督。
对，
这是我们。这个基督徒生活的目标
This is our goal in
非常简单
Very simply
我们的弟兄啊他把这个我们属灵生活的秘诀在真理的一面给我们看得非常清楚
Our brother showed us the secret of Christian life very clearly in the truth
我们今天早晨呢盼望能够在经历的一面
This morning I'd like to share in our experience
在我们实际的生活和工作的里面
in our daily life and work
在我们的侍奉当中
in our service
我们如何来经历基督真的是我们生活的秘诀
how can we experience Christ is our mystery
基督他真的是我们的道路
he is truly our way
他实在是我们一切问题的解答
he is the answer of all our questions
我们怎么样能够让这样的真理实在的就成为我们的经历呢
how can we practice this truth in our experience
我想这件事情对我们每个人来讲都是非常重要的。
This is very important to everyone.
在真理里面，我们都非常清楚的。
In truth, we all know.
但是，好像有的时候我们觉得说，在我们实际的里面，我们明明知道基督是我们一切问题的解答。
In our actual life, we know that Christ is all the answers to us.
但是很多时候我们发现，我们发现基督好像不能解答我们的问题。
But in actuality, we found that Christ cannot resolve all things.
很多时候我们没有出路了。
We have no way out.
我们知道基督是我们唯一的出路。
We know He is our way out.
可我们却不能够经历到基督真的是我们的道路。
But we cannot experience that He is truly our way.
难道主的话是有问题吗？
Unless there is question in His word.
弟兄姊妹，那个问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
不是主的话有问题。
It's not His words has problem.
很多时候我们不晓得那一个。经历这个真理的那条路在哪里
Many times we don't know how to where is
the way 如何能够经历到基督真的是我们问题的解答
How can we truly experience that he is our resolution
所以刚才我们读了提摩前书第二章和马太福音第六章
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and Matthew 6
我们知道那里面讲的祷告
We know that he talked about prayer
弟兄姊妹
Our sisters
祷告是我们实际的来经历基督是我们道路的那个秘诀。
Prayer is the way that we can truly experience Christ is our way.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的主在那个所谓叫主导文里面。
In the prayer, in the Lord's prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这个英文也翻成 Lord's prayer， 实际上那是主教导我们的祷告。
Actually, the Lord teaches us how to pray.
我们的主从来不那么祷告。
He never prayed this way.
因为我们的主从来没欠过人的债的。
Because our Lord never owned anybody.
我们常常欠债的。
We own others.
我们常常被凶恶所捆绑。
We are bound by evils.
弟兄姊妹，我们主在那里教导他的门徒。
Our Lord is teaching his disciples.
但门徒们学习祷告。
So the disciples learn how to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你愿意不愿意祷告。
I don't know, are you willing?
你敢不敢祷告？
Daring to pray.
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多神的儿女不敢祷告。
Many children of God do not dare to pray.
很多神的儿女懒得祷告。
They are lazy to pray.
有的一个弟兄跟我讲说，我不需要祷告。
One brother told me he doesn't need to pray.
因为我所需要的主都知道了。
Because what I need, the Lord knows.
这主的话说的嘛。
Because the Lord tells
me. 你刚才念过的。
You have read that.
他都知道了我还祷告什么
He knows what I need, what should I pray?
祷告跟不祷告有什么区别
What's the difference between whether you pray or not?
难道我不祷告就没工作吗
If I don't pray, do I not lose my job?
我不祷告我找不到对象吗
Do I not pray and I don't find a spouse?
我不祷告找的对象可能比你祷告找的对象还好一点
If I don't pray, I may find a better spouse
弟兄姊妹你就发现有些人就有些弟兄姊妹甚至神的儿女不喜欢祷告
Some children of God, they do not want to pray.
懒得祷告。
They are lazy to pray.
反正我祷告不祷告，得着不是一样的吗
？Whether I pray or not, I gain the same.
弟兄姊妹，主的话不是这么说的。
Does say that.
主的话告诉我们，祷告跟不祷告的差大了。
The word of God tells us there's a great difference whether you
pray or not. 你知道祷告哈，不一定得着你祷告的那个事情。
When you pray, you may not gain what you wanted.
可能不能改变你得着或者不得着事情。
You may not change what you gain or not.
但是主这里说了，你祷告你暗中的父。
The Lord says, pray to the Father in secret.
你暗中的父查看。
The Father in secret shall see.
后面说了一句话。
He said,
非常宝贵。
Very precious.
必然报答你。
Shall reward you.
可是英文多好 ，reward you.
He shall reward you.
有赏赐的。
There's a reward.
弟兄姊妹，每一个祷告都有赏赐的。
Every prayer, there's a reward.
弟兄姊妹，你懒得祷告，你就懒得从主那里得赏赐。
If you're lazy to pray, you're lazy to gain reward from God.
星期五我们得着我们读希伯来书的时候，那里说到，我们如果在基督里继续长进的话。
In Hebrew, when we read in Friday night,
这有一个祝福是我们平时非常羡慕的。
There's a blessing we long for.
就是蒙了光照。
We are enlightened.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。能够蒙光照是多么奇妙的一件事、啊、
To receive enlightenment, that's a how the blessing
is. 因为从前我们的眼睛所能够看见都是属地的祝福。
Before what we can see is all the blessing from the world.
属灵的事情对我们来讲都是虚空的。
Heavenly matter are just vain.
哎呀，这个属灵的事情，我们认为说那都是要用属地的方法来处理的。
Heavenly matters are handled by the worldly matter.
我们觉得这个属天的事情离我们十万八千里。
Heavenly matters are so far away from us.
但是蒙了光照以后
，After we are enlightened,
你发现我们整个的追求就完全变了。
You see, our pursuit has changed.
你看那个雅各和这个以扫的分别在哪里
？You see the difference between Jacob and Esau.
以扫从来没祷告过。
Esau never prayed.
以扫得到了地上的五谷、新酒和油。
Esau had gained all the worldly benefit.
还得到的比这还多呀、啊。
He had gained more than Jacob.
整个西尔山都是他。
All the Sinai is belong to him.
约旦河的凭他的。
All the plains he belongs to him.
那个不毛之地那些荒山野岭那都是雅各的。
All the wilderness belongs to Jacob.
雅各虽然诡诈。
Even Jacob is deceitful.
有很多软弱。
He has many weaknesses.
雅各喜欢祷告。
But Jacob loves to pray.
所以神把那个最重要的属天的意象。能够赐给他
So God can give him the heavenly vision to Jacob
他成了一个属天的人
He became a heavenly man
他原来是雅各不错
Before he was Jacob
有一天他成了以色列了
One day he became Israel
弟兄姊妹我们甘愿这一辈子就成一个虫在地上爬吗
Are you willing to be a worm on the earth
弟兄姊妹你知道这个祷告带给我们的祝福多么大、啊、
The prayers will bring many benefits and
blessings 很多时候我们盼望能够得光照
Many times we want to be enlightened.
我们想说，哎呀，那像使徒保罗那样就好，对不对
？If we can be like Paul, that's great.
哎呀，那个大马色，咱们没有大马色，咱们这是去苏格兰的路上。
On our way to Sugarland.
或者是去哪个路上吧？那你就突然59上，哎，大光照亮。
Maybe on Highway 59, we are enlightened.
那我想，我这从此就有异象了，是不是
？Then I have a vision.
弟兄姊妹，你要读保罗蒙恩的故事。
If you read the Paul's salvation story carefully,
当他蒙了光照
after he was enlightened,
圣经上没有他就从此就看见了
The Bible didn't say then he will see.
圣经上说他就瞎了
The Bible said he was blind.
他完全瞎掉了
He became a blind man.
等到亚纳尼亚奉派去找他的时候，他在干什么
Until the brother came to find him.
三天三夜
After 3 days and night.
他在干什么
What is he doing?
圣经上明明说他正在祷告。
The Bible tells us he is praying.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗，我们以为说他看见属天的异象是因为那个大光的缘故，没有错，那是开始。
We saw that he was enlightened because he saw the great light.
但是圣灵启示我们不是这样。
The Holy Spirit did not tell us this.
他在那里祷告。
He is praying.
弟兄姊妹，借着祷告，天向使徒保罗开启。
Through prayer, the heaven was open to Paul.
弟兄姊妹，不光是个人的祷告。
Not only individual prayer.
团体的祷告都是。
Corporate prayer is the same.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的愿意得着光照。
If you want to be enlightened.
这样的赏赐。
Such a blessing.
弟兄姊妹，是天父巴不得赐给我们的。
His heavenly Father wants to.
你父暗中查看。
The Father watches.
你真的在那里好好的向父亲祷告吗？
Are you truly praying to him?
你真的肯摆上一点时间祷告吗？
Are you willing to give up time to pray?
弟兄姊妹，这里说你父必然报答你。
Here is the Father in secret shall reward you.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的看见说有多少神的儿女失去了多少赏赐。
So many children of God have lost blessings.
我们以为我们了不起，我们觉得我们什么都懂，我们什么我不需要神，我们不需要祷告。弟兄姊妹，你失去的太多了。
We thought we don't need to pray, yet we lost.
弟兄姊妹，你以为你过的日子好吗？
You think you are living well.
你最多过的是以扫的日子就是了。
What you're living is just like Esau.
神难道一生向我们的计划就是过以扫的日子吗？
Unless God's plan for you is just like Esau.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神要光照我。
God wants to enlighten you.
因为我们是同蒙天召圣洁的弟兄啊。
Because we are the brothers that is called by the same calling.
因为你说的属灵的事情，我们里面越过，有的时候我们觉得好像就睡觉一样。
When we speak of the heavenly matters, we fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹，这个难度太大了。
It's so difficult.
所以主这里知道我们的软弱。
Here the Lord knows our weakness. So he encourages.
他应许我们。
He promised us.
你父必然报答你。
The Lord shall reward you.
所以祷告实在太重要了。
It's so important to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我真的盼望弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面，还是在我们个人的底下，我们真的学习做一个祷告的人。
We hope that we will learn how to pray in our church and in your daily life.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见神的赏赐。
You have to see the blessing from the Lord.
多么宝贵啊！
It's so precious.
当然后面主教导我们，不仅鼓励我们祷告，
Not only he encourages tells us,
祷告还要为了神的事情祷告，让神的旨意通行如同行在天上，
For his will to be done on earth just as in heaven,
让人都尊他的名为圣，
So his name will be exalted,
能够让他的国降临，
So his kingdom shall come,
那么后面就告诉我们，那怎样能够让这样神的旨意能够通行呢？
How can the will be done on earth?
其实神很奇妙。
The Lord is amazing.
他常能借着我们的需要，
through our needs,
就让我们来祷告，
then we will pray,
就带进他的旨意，
so we'll usher in his will.
虽然我们是祷告日用的饮食，
even though we pray our daily life,
我们祷告是不进入试探，救我们脱离凶恶，
we don't want to be led into evil or temptation.
很多时候神借着这样的祷告就让他的旨意就通行在地上，如同行在天上。
Through this kind of prayer, His will be done on earth just as in heaven.
多么奇妙的事！
What amazing thing!
你说为什么？
Why?
因为我们把我们的需要告诉父亲的。
When we tell the Heavenly Father,
你说父亲不都知道了吗？
You said the Father knows.
弟兄姊妹，父亲知道我们的需要，对不对？
The Father knows our needs.
和我们知道我们的需要，弟兄姊妹，这两个知道一样不一样？
Is it the same just as you know what you need?
不一定啊。
Not sure.
父亲知道我们的需要，没有错。
It's sure that Father knows our need.
我们把我们的需要祷告在主的面前，没有错。
When we pray what we need to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这两个需要，这两个知道不一样的。
These two knowing and the two needs are different.
我们知道我们的需要。
We know what we need.
我们知道我们需要日用的饮食。
We need our daily bread.
当我们来到父面前祷告的时候。
When we pray to our Father.
父要告诉我们，我们真正的需要是什么。
The Father will tell us when we pray to Him.
为什么我今日的饮食没有了呢？
Why did I lose my daily bread?
你看后面讲到国度、权柄、荣耀都是你都阿门完了，这是你祷告阿门完了，你就发现我们有读这就完了。但是你发现主的话没完。
When you finished the yours the kingdom, glory and the power, and that was the end, but you did not finish there.
你若不听你饶恕你的弟兄。
If you do not forgive your brothers,
你们的父也必不饶恕你。
Your father will not forgive you.
所以你就明白了。
So you understand.
我怎么会没有日用的饮食了呢？
How can I lose my daily bread?
原来有一个原因的。
There's a reason for that.
那是我不晓得。
I didn't know that.
或者我忘记了。
Maybe I forgot.
但父肯知道。
But the father knows.
父知道我真正的需要是什么。
He truly knows what I need.
他知道那个需要。当我们祷告完了以后，要学习再等候一下。
He knows that after we pray, we need to learn how to wait.
这是许多神儿女在祷告的事上受到亏损的一个很重要的原因。
Many children of God have suffered loss because of this reason.
正当父亲要把他所知道的我们的需要告诉我们的时候，我们一阿门就走了。
When the father tells us what we need, and then we say amen, we left.
弟兄姊妹，多么的事情！
What a pitiful thing.
我们知道我们的需要。
We know what we need.
但是我们知道我们的需要和父知道我们的需要，很多时候是不一样的。
What we know what we need is different than what the Father knows what we need.
我们读圣经，我们很清楚，是不是这样？
We know from the Word of God.
你看那个时候，以色列百姓被巴比伦人围困了。
When the Israelites was trapped by the
Babylon, 他们请先知为祷告，对不对？
He asked, they asked the prophets to pray.
祷告啊！
Pray for us.
问问耶和华你的神到底怎么回事？
What's going on with your God?
我们现在的需要是像在那个西西家年间的，还一个命令天使，对不对？
We just need an angel that was sent
down. 这一个能够杀死185,000的亚述大军，难道他不能够一夜晚上杀这个180,000这个巴比伦军队吗？
The angel should kill the Babylonians.
弟兄姊妹，他们觉得他们的需要只要一根命令天使就够了。
They thought just need one angel that can kill.
主啊，你的膀臂没有缩短。
Arms did not withdraw.
施行你奇妙的拯救。
Say,
我们赞美你。
Execute your salvation, we praise you.
我们荣耀你的名。
We glorify your name.
我们的需要就是一个命令天使就够了。
All we need is just that angel that can kill.
我们的城池就得拯救了。
Then our cities will be saved.
先知就去祷告了，对不对？
So the prophets went to pray.
耶利米就去祷告去了。
Jeremy went to pray.
祷告回来告诉他们说。
After he prayed, he told them.
父知道你们的需要。
The father knows your need.
父亲说你们的需要不是一个命令的天使，对不对？
The father said you don't need an angel.
你们的需要是悔改你们的行动作为。
You need to repent what you did.
你们天天拜偶像。
Every day you worship idols.
你们犯罪行污秽的事情。
You sin and do an evil thing.
如果你们还这样的话。
If you do the same,
没有命令的天使派给你们。
There shall be no angels sent to you.
巴比伦人就是被打败了，都是躺在灰尘里，他们起来也要把你们的城给烧毁。
Even Babylon was deceived, but they still will arise and deceive you.
很多时候，你发现我们对我们的需要和天父知道我们的需要是不一样的。
What we know what we need is different than what the Father knows what we need.
大家都知道我这个曾经有一段胃。不好，对不对？
I had this stomach problem.
啊，所以有弟兄姊妹常常跟我说，哎呀，你要吃的慢一点啊。
Many brothers tells me that I need to eat slowly.
这个太酸了，太辣了，太咸了
，spicy or salty.
太怎么样，你都不可以吃的。
Whatever you cannot eat.
特别是我的妻子就说，这个不可以吃，那个也不可以吃。
Especially my wife, she control what I eat.
因为那个时候我的胃真有毛病啊。
Because my stomach really have a problem.
我知道我的胃的毛病是什么。
I know what is my problem.
就是他老往外冒酸水。
There's a sour.
哎呀，这个胃真麻烦呢。
There's a problem with my stomach.
要是让他好好工作，你就必须把他酸水给他关掉。
If you need, if the stomach needs to work, it needs to.
我觉得我的需要就是把它酸掉。
Oh, less acid.
Turn off all those acid. 然后你知道美国这个上广告的、没上广告的所有的胃药，我都吃过了。
I've tried all the medicines to control the acid.
反正你知道的我都知道。
Whatever you know, I know.
哎，所有的名字我连中国药都吃了。
Even the Chinese medicine I tried.
那个把那个酸水关掉的药我都吃了。
I tried to control the acid.
但我告诉你啊，吃的时候好了，一不吃那酸水又冒出来。
When you take the medicine, it's fine. But after, if you did not, then the acid will come out.
有一次啊，生了一个别的病。
One day I had another illness.
用了一些药调理我的身体。
Use other medicines to control it.
我没有治我的胃病。
I did not control the acid.
我发现当我把那些药吃完以后， 我的胃不冒酸水。
After I taking all the other medicine, my acid was controlled.
我以为我的需要是止住这个酸水。
I thought my illness was to control acid.
实际上我的难处比那个酸水要多。
But actually, my problem was more than.
是我生命中有些地方失调了。
Some in my body was not controlled.
酸水往外冒，不过是他对于这一个失调的一个反应。
The uncontrolled reason was not that not the acid was not controlled.
弟兄姊妹，我们发现在我们个人的生活侍奉当中，我们何等巴望基督成为我们的道路。
In our daily life in service, we hope that Christ is our way.
我们何等巴望基督成为我们每一个问题的解答。
We hope Christ is the answer for all our questions.
我们这个圣经，我们的真理背得非常清楚。
We can memorize the Bible truth.
但是很多时候你发现，它不解答我们的问题。
But yet we found that does not solve our problem.
我们的问题一直在那里。
Our problem is still there.
弟兄姊妹，太可怕了，是不是？
Isn't that terrible?
难道主的话是错了吗？
Unless the word of God is wrong.
主的话没错。
No, the word of God is right.
弟兄姊妹，难处在哪里？
Where is the difficulty lie?
难处不在乎主不是我们问题的。
It's not that Christ is not the answer of our problem.
难处是我们不知道我们真正的问题在哪里。
The difficulty is know where the problem is.
我们以为总是酸水的问题。
We thought it was the acid problem.
我们总觉得要把酸水停住就可以了。
We need to control the acid. That's what we thought.
实际上，你的难处比那个酸水要深得多。
But actually, the real problem is not the acid. It's deeper than that.
弟兄姊妹。如果我们像我们的主这样教导我们祷告一样，去到他的面前去祷告的话
，If we pray just like the Lord teaches us and pray to Him，
你阿门以后不要离开主。
After you amen, do not leave the Lord。
等一等。
Wait。
让父把我们真正的那个需要告诉你。
Allow the Father tells you what you truly need。
你发现你的问题解答。
Then your problem will be solved.
你发现你经历基督真的是我们的道路。
Then you have experienced Christ is the way.
基督实在是我们每一个问题的解答。
Christ is the answer for all our problems.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个祷告对于我们神多么关键的。
This prayer is key to all the.
我们弟兄选的诗歌，他说那有许多平安屡屡丧失。
Our brother selected him that we have lost the
peace.
We have suffered for no reason. I've taken so many medicines and suffered a lot.
白白受苦。
In vain.
一点用处都没有。
It's useless.
因为它不是酸水的问题啊。
Because it was not the acid problem.
弟兄姊妹，你发现主的话多么宝贵啊。
It's so precious, the word of God.
他告诉我们说，我们今天怎么能够经历基督是我们问题的解答。
He tells us how can we experience the way to resolve our problem.
我们来到主面前，你只简单的把你认为你的需要告诉主就可以了。
All you have to do is simply come to the Lord and tell
you. 你不需要乱猜。
You don't have to guess.
你不需要在那乱想。
You don't have to think.
弟兄姊妹，你就简单的把你的问题告诉主。
Simply state your problem to the Lord.
等一下。
Just wait.
让父亲把我们需要，把在他的感觉里我们的需要，他所知道的我们的需要，告诉我们，多宝贵。
Allow the Father to tell you what He thinks you need.
这个时候，你真的经历基督是你的一切问题的解答。
At this time, you have truly experienced Christ is the answer of all your problems. The word of God is so great.
基督真的是我们的道路。
Christ is the way for us.
他是我们问题的解答。
He is the answer for our problems.
所以在原则的一面，在教导的一面，是我们主告诉我们的。
In teaching and principle, the Lord tells us.
在经历的一面，是使徒保罗告诉我们。
But in the experience, Apostle Paul tells us.
当你读提摩太，我们看一下好吗？提摩太前书第二章。
In Timothy chapter 2,
你知道我们这使徒保罗是一个做门徒的。
Paul is an apostle.
他是肯在神面前学习的一个人。
He is willing to learn from God.
他们听到说主让他们这么祷告，他就这么去祷告了。
When the Lord tells us to pray, pray.
他真的是个祷告的人。
He is a man of prayer.
他被照瞎了。
He was blind.
他不明白发生了。
He didn't understand what happened.
他至少花了三天三夜的时间。
He spent 3 days and nights.
他肯去祷告。
He's willing to pray.
他真的是个门徒。
He is a disciple.
他肯在祷告上有在学习。
He wants to learn in prayers.
所以他给我们看见，在他自己的侍奉的里面。
So in his service,
他经历基督是他的拯救。
He experienced Christ as his salvation.
他经历基督是他一切问题的解答。
Christ is all the answer to all the problems.
奥弟兄姊妹，你读提摩太前书第二章，我告诉你，我们读的时候，我记得我看了弟兄姊妹的笔记，你发现他们就没记多少，因为没什么道理啊。
When we read this chapter, the brothers and sisters did not take much notes because they do not truly understand.
不是，他们没有什么道理，这里没有讲什么道理。
Oh, there's no truth.
他们明白，他们都明白。
They all understand.
但是你就发现，他这里没什么道好记的。
There's not much note to take.
这是他的经历啊。
This is Paul's experience.
弟兄姊妹，你说这里多么宝贵。
It's so precious here.
主教导我们祷告的原则。
The Lord in us, the principle.
这里有一个主的门徒，他在经历，他在学习主的祷告，主让他的祷告，他在从那个祷告里面他学到了。
Here's a disciple of the Lord. He learned the prayer.
所以他给我们很多这方面的经历，他告诉我们。
So he tells us his experience.
这早晨我想我们稍微看一点。
Let's look at.
我相信这些对于我们有很多的开启。
I'm sure these will open our minds.
有很多的帮助。
Will help us.
不是从道理的一面。
It's not from the truth.
乃是从他经历的一面。
But from his experience.
活生生的经历。
He has experienced it in his life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见说我们也可以这样来经历的话，弟兄姊妹，你不会天天是重担思虑压心头啊。
If we can experience the same, then we will not be anxious and worried.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们生儿女生活难道就是整天是重担思虑压心头吗
？Unless our life is just like that, worried and anxious.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活里面是不是能够经历到基督教的拯救
？Can we experience the salvation of our Lord in our daily life？
我们的见证不是我多么顺利。
Our testimony is not to testify how
successful we are。也不是告诉世人说我们信主以后多么倒霉。
No, or not to tell the world that we are in bad
luck。这不是我们的见证啊。
That is not our testimony。
我们的见证是什么？
What is our testimony?
我们的见证是说，无论顺境逆境。
Our testimony is whether we in the circumstances smooth or not.
基督总是我们的力量。
Christ is our strength.
总是我们问题的解答。
He is the answer of our problem.
基督总是我们的道路。
He is our way.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
所以我们看见使徒保罗，他这里有个见证。
So Apostle Paul has experience.
所以我们稍微仔细看一下。
Tells us.
他这里就说，首先你要为这些为万人祈求、代求、为君王怎样祷告，对不对
？Here he tells us pray for the kings and all the others.
你知道那个时候使徒保罗他们那个时候那个时代的君王，是好王还是恶王
？In that generation, Paul, the kings are good or bad.
我告诉你，那个时候神的儿女要信的话，都要受逼迫。
If you are a believer, you shall be killed.
不仅犹太教逼迫他们。
Not only the Jews were persecuted.
哦，这个罗马政权那个时候也开始大的逼迫。
The Roman government were persecuted.
特别是他写提摩太书信的时候。
Especially when he writes Timothy.
对对
the first part is.
那后书呢？根本就暗无天日了。
Until the second Timothy, that was.
那个环境是非常艰难的。
The surrounding is very difficult.
很多逼迫的。
He was persecuted.
所以使徒保罗说：“你们要祷告哈、啊，然后使你们可以敬虔端正。”平安无事的度日什么意思啊
？So Paul tells us you need to lead a tranquil life in all godliness and dignity.
怎么可能
？Is that possible？
是不是使徒保罗祷告说让那个尼罗皇帝能够生个癌
？Is he praying for the king to have a cancer？
最好下次选总统不要选尼罗。
Maybe next president will not be him.
弟兄姊妹，是不是使徒保罗在那里说我们来一个一场革命，把罗马政权推翻了，我们就可以平安无事的度日
？Or is he saying that we should have a revolution to overthrow the government？
这是经历。
This is experience。
就我说这没有道理。
There's no reason。
这是使徒保罗他祷告的经历。
This is experience of his prayer。
因为在他祷告的。
In his prayer。
他平安了。
He has peace。
当他摸着平安的时候。
When he touched the peace。
他知道教会的需要是什么。
He knows what the church needs.
弟兄姊妹，神常常借着世上的政府
，Brothers and sisters, through the government on the earth,
来炼净神的教会。
God will refine the church.
不仅使徒保罗有这个经历
，Not only Paul experienced this.
许多神的仆人们都有这个经历。
Many servants of God experience the same.
在好多年以前，我曾经和一个年长的。在大陆服侍的一个服侍主的一个弟兄有一点交谈。
Many years ago, I fellowship with an elder brother in China.
那个时候已经文革过去了。
It was after the revolution.
那段时间政府对于教会的逼非常厉害。
But at that time, the government persecuted the church severely.
那我就问他，我说你们怎么祷告？
So I asked him, how do you pray?
是不是祷告这个政府的每一个官员都生癌呢？
Are you praying for all the officials to have cancer?
让他们都被推翻了。
So they can be overthrown.
他说我们祷告平安了。
He said, we prayed for peace.
他说这是我们的需要。
This is what we need.
说我们需要这个。
We need that.
说因为教会太掺杂了。
Because church was, has mixture.
神今天兴起试炼的火。
God has raised the refining fire.
好像漂浮人之剑，好像炼金之人的火。
It's just like the soap of the dire or the refining fire.
所以在他的经历里面，他说我们平安度日。
So he, in his experience, he has tranquil and quiet life.
他们的祷告是什么，你知道吗？
What is his prayer?
谢。
Give thanks.
你看这里写的吧。
Here he writes it clearly.
求祷告，代求，祝谢。
Entreats, prayers, petition, and thanksgivings.
他们在神面前是祝谢。
He gave thanks.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们经历基督是我们的道路，基督是我们问题解答的秘诀啊。
This is the secret to experience that the Christ is the answer of
our problems. 就是你来到父面前祷告的时候。
When you come to the Father and pray.
你发现你里面有个平安。
You found that peace in you.
当你摸着那个平安的时候。
When you touch the peace.
你知道你的需要是什么。
You know what you need.
那是父。在告诉我们，我们真正的需要是什么。
The Father is telling you what you truly need.
弟兄姊妹，当你摸到那个平安的时候，你一定经历基督是你的道路。
When you touch the peace, you truly experience Christ is the only
answer. 基督是你问题的解答。
Christ is the way and all the answers of.
有一个姊妹，她那个时候，这个等到她来到他们生活里的时候，告诉我们说她没路走了。
There's a sister tells us that when the mother-in-law comes to live with her, she has no way out.
哎呀，她说这个婆婆不仅不信主啊。
The mother-in-law was an unbeliever.
而且带了一个好大的偶像啊。
She also brought a big idol.
她做的头一件事进了家里以后。
The first thing she does to come
in. 在他们家一进门的地方。
After, at the doorway.
把她所拜的神摆在那。
She puts the idol right there.
你们不是拜耶稣吗？
You worship Christ.
每天回家看看我的神。
After you get come home, you have to see my idol.
哎呀，姊妹说没路走了，这没法活下去了。
Sister says I have no way out. I cannot live.
耶稣他们挂个牌子吗？耶稣是这个基督是这家之主啊。
They have a sign said Christ is the house.
耶稣是这家之主，一进门一个大偶像。
But the idol sits right at the doorway.
跟主说这没路走了。
She told the Lord, I have no way out.
告诉我们说，她拼命祷告。
She's praying hard.
让她婆婆赶紧走。
She tells her mother-in-law to go home.
最好生场病。
Or get sick.
提早回家。
Just go home.
这是我的需要。
This is what I need.
我需要就是让婆婆赶紧走。
My need is for the mother-in-law to go home.
当她在这样祷告的时候。
When she prays like that.
她，你知道做什么？她把她婆婆那个偶像。搁到那个桌子底下去。
She put the idol under the table.
她婆婆回来一看，气的暴跳如雷了。
After her mother-in-law come home, she got so mad.
把她儿子叫来。
And I called the son.
摆两个桌子。
Put two tables.
把她的偶像摆在最高。
Put the idols on top.
你下次胆敢把我的神再放在桌子里，我给你放在房顶上去。
If you dare to put my idol under the table, I'll put it on the roof.
哎呀，这边没路走了，真是没路走了。这个家怎么活呀
？How can I live in this house? I have no way out.
她去祷告。
So she prayed.
让她在祷告的时候里面摸到平安。
She touched the peace and quiet in her life, in her prayer.
她发现她的需要不是让她的婆婆赶紧离。
She found the need is not for the mother-in-law to go.
她的需要是迫切的为她婆婆得救祷告。
Her need is to pray for the salvation of the mother-in-law.
你知道吗？当他在主面前这样摸着平安的时候
When she touched the quietness and peace,
她真的知道她的需要的时候，
she truly knows what she needs.
她告诉我们，
she told us,
每一天都有路走。
Every day she has a way.
她每一天都可以面对那个偶像。
She can face that idol every day.
她每天可以面对她的婆婆。
She can face the mother-in-law every day.
她知道她的婆婆一定会得救。
She knows the mother-in-law will be saved.
非常的稀奇。
Amazingly.
她的婆婆去参加年长聚会。
The mother-in-law attended the elderly meeting.
那年长聚会没讲什么道理。
The elderly meeting doesn't share much.
那年长聚会他们祷告。
But in the elderly meeting, they pray.
他们为那些生病的人祷告。
They pray for the sick.
为那些有需要的人祷告。
For those needs.
都不认识的人呢。
They don't know that.
他们流泪的为他们祷告。
They wept and prayed.
迫切的为他们祈求。
They earnestly pray for them.
我看见这一帮人，他感动的眼光才变。
The mother-in-law was deeply moved and she wept.
这些人到底是什么力量让他们可以为自己不认识的人在那里流泪祷告？
What kind of power they have, they can pray for those people they don't need, they don't know.
她那天得救。
She was saved that day.
她说我要这位神。
I want this God.
她回去头一件事就把她的神给砸了。
The first thing she did went home to shatter,
不仅把她的神给 shatter the idol. 放在地上。
She put the idol on the ground.
她自己亲自就把她的神给砸掉了，这是假神呢。
She shattered the idol, says this is a false god.
弟兄姊妹，你有路走吗？
Do you have a way, brothers and sisters?
你的家里有路走吗？
Do you have a way in your home?
当你去祷告的时候，
When you pray,
摸着那个平安，
Touch that peace.
父亲要把他所知道的我们的需要告诉我们。
The father will tell you what we need.
弟兄姊妹，多么宝贵啊！
How precious is that?
所以你看见这里使徒保罗讲的不是道理。
When Paul tells us this is not just
这是经历啊。
This is experience.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你的老板如何。
I don't know who is your boss.
请原谅我，你说我给弟兄姊妹讲了好多次我老板的见证，对不对？
I have testified to brothers and sisters many times about my boss.
我告诉你，那个时候我真的没路走，我告诉你。
I had no way at that time.
所有当时的弟兄姊妹跟我在一起聚会弟兄姊妹都知道我老板是世界上最坏的老板。
All the brothers and sisters that had the same meeting, they know how worse my boss is.
都是我说的嘛。
Because I told them that.
都是我说的。
Because I told them that.
我每次来到聚会里面，头一件事就说这个老板多么不讲理。
Every time I come to a meeting, I say how unreasonable my boss is.
我最大的需要就是让这个老板离开我。
My need is for the boss to leave me.
甚至我说无论什么代价。
I will pay any price.
无论是车祸也好，还是什么祸也好，都可以。
Any accidents or anything.
我觉得我需要的绝不是这个老板。
Because I don't need this boss.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you.
当愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起参加祷告聚会的时候。
When I was willing to pray with brothers.
当我愿意到主面前去问这件事求问神的时候。
When I was willing to ask the Lord in prayer.
主有一天给我平安了。
The Lord gave me peace.
太稀奇了。
What amazing.
你知道从前我的日子是一上到学校里面就是地狱。
Before I went to school, that is like
一回到家就是天堂。
When I go home, that's heaven.
因为我和弟兄姊妹聚会了嘛。
Because I go to meeting.
所以我每一天是一半在地狱里，一半在天堂。
So every day I'm in heaven and I'm in Hades.
哎呀，你知道那个日子没真的好像没路走一样。
There's no way out for me.
但那天我平安了。
But that day I have peace.
为什么？
Why?
父亲告诉我。
Because the father told me.
原来这个老板就是我最大的需要。
This boss is what you need.
我太需要他了。
You truly need him.
弟兄姊妹，我后来才知道。
Later on, I find out.
我想想我这一生啊。
In my life.
长到二十几岁，那个时候才二十几岁。
At that time, I was only.
很少有人敢跟我说 no 的。
No one can dare to tell me no.
如果我们这样的就来服侍神呢？
If you serve the Lord this way.
多么可怕！
How terrible would that be?
弟兄姊妹，感谢神呐、啊、
！Thank the Lord。
有一个站在你的对面来跟你说 no 啊
！There's one that stand before you to say no。
弟兄姊妹，你知道在这个老板手下所学的功课多么宝贵啊
！It's so precious. The lesson is so precious that I learned under this boss。
那是我最需要的。
That's what I need。
到了有一天啊
，Till one day，
我看见老板气得要过去，我说主千万不能让他过去、啊。
The boss was almost cast.
这是我的需要啊。
This is what I need.
你把我的需要拿走不给我，还没毕业呢。
Do not remove this. What I need to graduate.
兄弟们，你宝贝你的老板，你知道吗
？I precious him.
你从心里面宝贝他。
In my heart, I deeply precious.
你知道他在那里跟我在那暴跳如雷的时候，你知道我真的在为他祷告。
He was angry at me, but I was praying for him.
求主让他好好的度日，平安度日。
I asked the Lord to give him peace.
弟兄姊妹，多宝。
How precious that is.
从那一次主给我平安开始。
At that time, Lord gave me peace.
每一天都是天堂。
Every day become heaven.
聚会是天堂。
When go to meeting is heaven.
遇见老板还是天堂。
When I face the boss, that's heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们基督徒应该过的生活呢？
Isn't that the life that are all for all Christians?
弟兄姊妹，你发现你的问题解答了。
You found your answer, your problem has resolved.
弟兄姊妹，你发现基督成了你的路了。
You found Christ become your way.
你有路走了。
You have a way out.
你可以面对所有那些跟你说 no 的人呢、啊。
You can face all that can say no to you.
弟兄姊妹，多宝贵的事情啊！
How precious that is.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你遇到环境你怎么样，你怎么反应。
I don't know how you react when you face a certain.
我们是像这些门徒一样反应，啊，救命啊，救命，对不对
？Are we just like the disciple yelling, help, help, help?
你就知道使徒保罗也曾经遇到海上的大的风浪，对不对
？You know Paul was experienced a stormy sea before.
他没有喊救命。
He did not yell out help.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不喊
，If you don't yell out help，
你发现你看见更大的事情。
You're a great miracle.
你喊救命，你看出平静风高。
You see, you when you yell help, you see the Lord calm the sea.
小心的人，这不是我说，这主说的。
The Lord says, faithless, little faith.
小心的人看见小神迹。
Ye little faith see little miracle.
大信心看见大神迹。
Great faith will see great miracle.
你看使徒保罗坐在那一个276人的船上，对不对？
Paul was on the boat that has
276.
You have traveled 14 days.
像我一样，赶紧吃饭吧。
Just eat.
没事。
Nothing will happen.
神已经将你们的性命都交在我手里了。
God has given your life into my hands.
保证平安到达。
I guarantee you, you shall
reach the goal. 不过这个船可能保不住了。
But the boat might not be.
你知道，如果你看地图的话。
If you look at the map.
两个礼拜的时间
only 2 weeks
你知道那个时代的船你以为像今天一样 steamboat 那么开呀那么快你知道那个距离你去量一量那是奇迹啊那个从那个他们开始刮风的时候到那个高大那个岛你知道只有两个星期啊
It's a miracle for them to reach that island in 2 weeks
弟兄姊妹如果我们慢慢我们学习祷告的时候
If we learned to pray,
摸着了平安了
we touched the peace.
没喊救命
we did not yell at help.
你将来看见的那个神迹太奇妙了
You see a great miracle, amazing.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果这是使徒保罗自己亲身的经历，对不对
？This is what Paul experienced himself.
他不是在讲的道理。
He's not talking about truth.
假设你们这样，你们这是他亲身摸着平安了。
He's not assuming he has touched the peace himself.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗所经历的那些环境，是不是比我们更加容易的呢
？What he experienced is easier than our circumstances. No.
但他学习主让他的祷告，就这么简单。
The Lord is teaching him how to pray, and he learned the lesson.
祷告的时候摸着那个平安了，感谢主。
He has touched the peace. Thank God.
他就注谢了，对不对
？He gave thanks.
你看看他那船上是不是注谢呢
？On the boat, he gave thanks.
你看他这里写的不是一个道理。你说我们今天说祈求是，我们还分析什么叫祈求的和祷告的也代求的分别。弟兄姊妹，你分别有什么用呢
？Are you analyzing what is entreating prayer or petition? What is the use?
弟兄姊妹，你最后你要一注谢，你发现你都经历了。
All you have to do is give thanks and then you experience.
不仅如此，我想时间又对不起我，我稍微往下走，快一点，好吧？你在这里面真太宝贵了。
This is so precious. I need to continue.
这里面他说，这个他愿意万人得救。
He wants all will be saved.
万人的中保。
All a mediator.
他是万人的赎价。
He is the redemption.
他不愿一个人成能，愿万人都得救。
He wants all to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，在我们祷告的里面。
When we are praying.
很多时候神是让我们把我们的度量扩大一些
He expands our capacity
其实那是我们的需要
That is truly our need
亚伯拉罕自己生不出孩子
Abraham could not give birth
但是他有个需要
But he has a need
神告诉他他有个需要
The Lord tells him he has a need
他需要为那些不能生的妇女祷告
He needs to pray for those that is barren
弟兄姊妹很多时候我们的问题的解答不是因着我们整天就为那个问题拼命的祷告
Our answer to our need is not just to only pray for our need.
很多时候是我们肯让父亲把我们度量扩大一下。
Many times are we willing to allow the Lord to open our capacity?
记得非常的清楚，记得我在读书的时候，我那个时候盼望去夏令会。
When I was a student, I want to go to summer conference.
但我知道我的老板根本没有假的。
But I know there's no vacation.
我的老板根本像拉班一样，是一天24小时，一礼拜七天的。
My boss is just like Laban. There's I have to work 7/20.
典型的拉班，我告诉你。
He's typical Laban.
没假的。
There's no vacation hours.
所以我自己能不能去，我不知道的。
So I don't know whether I can go.
但是祷告聚会里面弟兄姊妹说，有些弟兄姊妹是受捆绑的。
So in prayer meeting, some brothers talk about some brothers are bound.
我是有捆绑的人呢。
I'm inbound.
但是那个时候，我们就同心和那些有捆绑的弟兄姊妹祷告。
But we pray in unison for those brothers and sisters.
让他们能够释放。
They can be delivered.
让他们能够去主的聚会。
So they can go to the Lord's meeting.
我告诉你，第二天那会儿是星期三晚上祷告聚会。
At that time, there was a Wednesday prayer meeting.
礼拜四我们要走，对不对
？Thursday we need to go.
礼拜四我看见神怎样的释放我。
I saw how the Lord delivered me on that day.
我那一次经历神的释放。
I experienced God's deliverance.
不是因着我为了我自己的释放祷告
I'm not praying for my own deliverance
那是因着那一次父亲让我们为了其他的弟兄姊妹祷告
But the Lord allowed us to pray all others
弟兄姊妹有的时候我们觉得说父母的得救是个重担对不对
Sometimes we thought our parents' salvation is a burden
实在是个重担
It is true a burden
我们实在是好好祷告
We need to pray
但是弟兄姊妹多少的时候主何等巴望我们度量能扩大一些。
But many times the Lord wants our capacity to be expanded.
我们需要为我们的父母祷告。
We need to pray our parents.
这是我们的需要，对不对
？This is what we need.
弟兄姊妹，父亲有没有更多的需要呢
？Does the father have more than need?
是不是我们整天的眼睛就定睛在我们自己那一个难处上呢
？Do we only focus on our difficulty?
很多时候，父亲就一直在等我们。
Many times the Father is waiting for us.
等我们度量扩大了。
Waiting for our capacity to be expanded.
这是不是我们的需要呢
？Is this what we need?
弟兄姊妹，每一个神儿女在我们的属灵生命中有一个何等重要的需要
？In many children of God, their spiritual life has many needs.
就是我们今天我们的度量跟昨天度量不一样了。
Today our capacity is different than tomorrow's.
今年的度量比去年度量大了。
This year's capacity is greater than next year's.
这叫生命的长大，对不对
？This is the life growth.
从前只能容下一个难处，对不对
？We only can allow one difficulty.
现在可以面对许多的难处。
Now we can face many.
从前只能顾到家就不错了。
Now we can only care for our home.
现在你发现神的家成了我们的对象。
Now you see the house of God become where you serve.
你真的经历大卫的经历。
You have experienced what David experienced.
大卫顾到神的家的时候
When David cared for the house of God,
神说我为你建立你自己的家
The Lord says, I shall build up your house.
弟兄姊妹，是你自己盼望整天用你的力量，用一天24小时，一个礼拜七天去建立你自己的家呢
You want to use 24/7 to build up your own house?
还是你肯
Or you're willing?
让父亲来建立你的家。
Allow the Father to build up your house.
你肯让父亲把你的度量扩大一些。
You're willing to allow the Father to expand your capacity.
很多时候，我们看见我们的祷告是没有停。
Never, we have seen that our prayer never ceases.
我们没有经历基督是我们问题的解答。
We did not experience our answer.
我们觉得基督不是我们的道路。
We thought Christ was not our way.
为什么
？Why？
因为父亲所告诉我需要，我们不听。
Because we did not listen to the Father tell us what we need.
那是我们要。
That is what we need.
如果你真的接受了从父那里知道的那个需要，弟兄姊妹，你的问题解答了。
If you have accepted what the Lord had tells you what you need, then your answer will be answered.
你真的经历圣经上所说，靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做，真的是真的。
You can truly experience what the Bible tells us. We have the strength to overcome.
这是不是使徒保罗的经历呢
？Is this the experience of Paul？
你看他后面，他就说我为此奉派，做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学习真道。
I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and telling the truth. I am not lying.
你就知道使徒保罗在他的祷告的里面。
in Paul's prayer.
He
has a vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不是像世人一样。
We are not just like the people in the world.
我们是有托付的一般人。
We are being entrusted.
这是父亲的需要，对不对
？That is what the father needs.
只有父亲有个需要。
The father has a need.
父亲今天有他儿子的见证要托付在我们的身上。
He has entrusted the test of his son.
是不是我们整的就是我们的需要
？Are we just thinking about what we need?
使徒保罗是个祷告的人。
Apostle Paul is a prayer.
祷告祷告，他发现父亲有一个很重要的需要。
When he prayed, he found that father has an important.
父亲要把那个荣耀的见证托付在人的身上。
He wants to entrust the glorious testimony in us.
我们知道哈拿的祷告，对，我们都很喜欢哈拿。
We know the prayer of Hannah.
哎呀，哈拿真不容易啊，是不是
？It's not easy for her.
因为她生不出孩子来呀。
Because she was barren.
所以她的先生不知道怎么搞的。
So her husband didn't know.
是不是因为她生不出孩子，又娶了另外一个
？Because she was barren, so he married another woman.
多难过呀、啊、
！It was difficult for her.
每次到圣殿里面去，她吃双倍的食物，对不对
？Every time they went to temple, she had double food.
吃得下去吗
？Can she eat that?
因为有人激动她。
Because someone provoked her.
饭桶吃啊！多吃的，吃多少你也生不出来。
Whatever you eat, you are barren.
这是我说的，对不起，这是我说的。
That's what I said. The Bible did not say that.
但我想他那个他可能讲的话比我讲的还难听一点。
The one provoked her has used more words than that.
随便你吃 double 吃 triple 都可以。
Whatever you eat, double or triple.
所以圣经上说哈拿哭的一口都吃不下去。
Hannah was in tears. She could not eat.
因为她没有儿子。
Because she does not have a.
她每一年三次跟着丈夫去，就是为自己的儿子祷告。
Every year three times she prayed for her son.
但有一天。
But one day.
她里面有个感觉。
She has a feeling inside.
父亲有个需要。
The father has a need.
父亲在这个时代要得着一个转换时代的器皿。
In this generation, the father needs a person who turned the generation.
所以她跟父亲的祷告是这样。
So she prayed to the father.
如果你给我一个儿子
，If you give me a son，
我愿意让这个儿子成为你手中的器皿。
I'm willing to allow this son become your vessel，
让他成为转换时代的器皿。
Becomes a vessel to turn the generation。
弟兄姊妹，哈拿面前有路走了。
Hannah has a way for
the Lord。圣经说她从此不哭了。
The Bible tells us she no longer in tears。
两倍的饭都吃下去了。
She can eat the double
portion。她有路走了。
She has a way。
弟兄姊妹，什么时候？我们顾到父亲的需要。
Whenever we are care for the father's need.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你的生活有路了。
Then you find you have a way in your life.
里面平安了。
You have peace.
你发现基督是你问题的解答。
You see Christ is the answer of all your problems.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗自己的经历，是不是
？This is the experience of Paul.
他后面他就是说，我说的是真话，不是谎言。
I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying.
哎呀，我真的觉得今天弟兄姊妹，你像一个人能够不说谎言，多么不容易。
It's difficult today to not lie.
很难呐、啊。
So difficult.
我们都很正直的。
We are straight.
我们想说，哎，最好不要得罪人，对不对
？Just not be against anybody.
如果有人问说，哎呀，今天我儿子在主日学乖不乖呀、啊、
？Today you are is my son behaving well?
你怎么真难呐、啊？我告诉你。
How can you answer?
你说他不乖，我告诉你，那次下一次他的父母再看你一眼才怪呢。
If you answer that he did not behave well, then the parent will look at you.
你发现你树立很多仇敌。
You will have many.
哎，弟兄姊妹何必呢？是不是
？Why?
弟兄姊妹圆滑一点。
Brother and sister, just be gentle.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现能够真的在爱里面说诚实话很难呐、啊。
It's hard to speak the truth in love.
很多时候我就是没路走的。
We have no way out.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们学习祷告
，If we pray，
使徒保罗是个祷告的人
，Paul is a man of prayer。
哎呀，我真的遇到这个年长的弟兄，他们真的是祷告啊。
The elderly brothers are truly the man of prayer。
有的时候，你就像我们这种学习服侍的人
，When we are learning how to
serve。说实在，我们年轻人，对不起，我真的说，我们都是在学习服侍。
We are truly learning how to serve。
你知道这个讲完了以后，下来我问年长弟兄。
After I preach, I will ask the elderly brother。
哎呀，就这样。真是不知道为什么这舌头打结，这个汗流的这个样子，不知道怎么回事，这样。
Teach me, I was sweating, my tongue was twisted.
你怎么回答
？How can you answer that?
你给他你这个不对，那个不对，给他五条，你试试看。
If you point out 5 points that it was wrong, then try that.
下次他敢讲到他怪。
Next time he will not preach anymore.
抬都抬不起头了，我告诉你。
He will not lift up his head.
哎，你两弟兄真的祷告啊。
The brother tells me to pray.
你知道他怎么回答吗？
You know how he answered?
他说我们服侍主的人哈。
Those who serve.
不能够把眼睛放在我们自己身上。
We cannot focus on ourselves.
我有路走，我告诉你。
I have a way.
我有路走。
Now I have a way.
我学习把眼睛放在主身上。
I learn how to focus the Lord.
多宝贵！我觉得这都是经历啊，这不是什么道理，弟兄姊妹。
These are experiences,
not just truth. 所以你记，你没什么好记的，对不对
？There's nothing to take note on.
但这些给我们的帮助多大呀
！These will help us tremendously.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，去祷告啊
！Just pray.
父亲要把我们的需要告诉我们。
The Father will tell you what you need.
后面的人，对不对？
Later on, he talk about man.
男人有什么的？
Man will argue a lot.
男人。
This is what the
男人容易发怒的。
The man has wrath.
男人容易争论的。
And dissension.
所以他说我们男人有个需要。
So he speaks the man.
我们男人的需要不是争论。
The man does not need.
不是他说一句，咱们回他一句，是不是
？Do not argue.
他用一节经节，咱们用十节经节给他回过去。
You answer with verses.
男人的需要不是这个。
That's what you need. That's not what you need.
男人的需要是举起圣洁的手，什么意思啊
？The man needs to lift up the holy hands.
在旧约圣经里告诉我们说，只有守节的人心怎么样才怎么样，他心清啊。
The Old Testament tells us when you lift up
the
holy hands,
守节心清的人，对不对
？Your heart is pure.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现，我们需要单纯的回到我们的灵里面去。
We simply need to return to our spirit.
这是我们的需要。
That is what we need.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我想在这里，我们有些弟兄姊妹在福音组服侍，你们很有这样的经历。
Just that serving the gospel meeting, they.
你知道有的时候他们就变来了。
In that meeting, they argue.
但是男人应该无愤怒，无辩论。
But men should, without wrath and dissension.
举起圣洁的手。
Lift up holy hands and pray.
弟兄姊妹，回到灵里面去祷告。
Return to the spirit and pray.
哎呀，我们在福音组侍奉的时候，我们发现经历很多次这样奇妙的作为。
When we serve in the gospel meeting, we experience that.
等到他们都，好像这个都兴奋起来，哎呀，都在那里讲的时候，都在那里讲许多，甚至亵渎主的话语的时候。
When they are speaking, then shit.
Blasphemy. 弟兄姊妹，你在那个时候，你不要有愤怒。
Do not be angry.
你不要跟他们争。
Do not argue with them.
你的需要不是愤怒。
Your need is not wrath.
我易怒，那不是，那不是你的需要。
Do not be easy to be angry.
你的需要是回到灵里面。
Just return to the spirit.
你发现当你在那里祷告的时候。
When you are praying.
神会给我们一句话。
The Lord will give you a word.
你真的经历。
We have experienced that.
好多次啊。
Times.
就是在那里祷告的时候。
Just in prayer.
等到他们兴奋过去以后。
After they argue.
一句话出来
，just one word，
整个聚会就翻过来了。
The whole meeting turned over。
我们要经历，
We need to experience that。
男人无愤怒，无争论。
Man has no wrath and
dissension。哎呀，这是我们的习惯。
That's our habit。
这是我们的 temperament， 这是我们这个受造就这样。
We were created to have temperament。
我们很软弱。
We are weak。
感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord。
当你回到灵里面的时候，你有路了。
When you return to the spirit, you have a way out.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗给我们看他的经历啊。
This is what Paul said in his experience.
他说姊妹有软弱，就姊妹喜欢编头发、戴金饰，对吧？姊妹有软弱，穿美衣。
When women has weaknesses to braid their hair and go and pearl.
这里面呢特别提到正派衣裳。
Here it says proper clothing.
他这个英文是 proper 哈，他们中文是正派衣裳。哎，什么叫正派衣裳
？What is proper clothing？
什么叫正派
？What is proper？
我穿多长就正派
？How long the
我穿的裙子在地上拖地，那是不是正派
？Do I wear a skirt that all the way to the ground？
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是进了教会有个规矩？咱们弄把尺在那儿量。
Do we need to make a rule to measure the skirt?
你去夏令会的，因为他们那是一个基督教学校，对不对？所以他们用尺量的。
When you go to the summer conference, that's a Christian school, so they measure.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们那个秘诀。
Here tells us the secret.
你祷告的时候，你摸着那个直觉。
When you pray, you touch the feeling.
弟兄姊妹，你发现敬虔的妇女。
The godly woman.
他们的穿戴恰到好处。
Their wearing is proper.
那是直觉。
That's what you see and feel.
没道理的。
No reason.
不是律法。
It's not a.
不是拿个尺子去量。
You don't need to measure.
弟兄姊妹，发现这是我们生侍奉的秘诀，对吗
？This is the secret of our service.
我们有路走啊。
We have a way out.
如果我们整天在教会门口拿把尺，我们有路走吗
？We just measure at the doorway. Is that our way out?
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们今天许多的时候，我们是不是穿戴的 proper？
Do we wear proper clothing？
我们讲话是不是合宜？
Do we speak properly?
我们做事是不是恰到好处
？Do we walk properly?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候不是道理啊。
Many times it's not just doctrine.
不是说咱们把三约翰福音三章十六节都背一遍，我们就 proper， 不是这样啊。
It's not that we can memorize John 3:16 that it's proper.
好像我们这个人就必须是好像是铁面，好像是一个这个是一个是一个不苟言笑，这才叫属灵。
It's not that we are spiritual if we don't have, show any emotion.
或者我们就是我们这个人好像谈笑风生就非常属灵。
Or we can be emotional, we are spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你有一个中裁。
This is a judgment.
里面有一个直觉。
There is a feeling in us.
这个是祷告进入的。
That is, you enter with prayer.
当你祷告摸着这个直觉的时候，我们的穿戴恰到好处。
We will be proper when we touch that feeling.
人家不会注意我们穿什么。
People will not notice what you wear.
你觉得我们是正派衣裳
？These are proper clothing.
当我们讲话的时候，人家说啊，这是金苹果落在银网子里。
When we speak, it's just like golden apple falling in a.
正是那个时候，正是那个对象。
That is the right time and the right.
正是那个需要。
That is the right need.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你就发现使徒保罗在这里面，我真的觉得他不是在讲许多的道理。
Paul is not really.
你可以把它变成道理，可以的。
You can turn that into.
你可以把它变成律法规条。
Or law or doctrine.
但你发现你没路走。
But you have no way out.
基督，你发现不是你的道路。
You find Christ is not your way out.
你发现基督不是你问题的解答。
Christ will not be your answer to all problems.
哦，弟兄，发现使徒保罗，因为他经历了。
Because Paul has experienced.
他学习祷告。
He learned how to pray.
他的祷告越过越深的。
His prayers are deeper.
到后面你发现那一个夏娃的故事，对不对
？To the end, he talked about the story of Eve.
我知道有很多人有问题。
I know many people have problem with this.
这里面使徒保罗他借着他祷告，他摸着什么
？Here Paul through his prayer he touched.
其实他摸着神的次序。
He touched the order of God.
神有一个行政。
God has a way to govern.
我们的神是有次序的神。
Our God has the order.
不是我说的，这是哥林多前书十四章说的。
First Corinthians chapter 14 tells us that.
我们的神是有次序的神。
Our God has an order.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不祷告
，If we don't pray，
我们讲道理
，We only talk about，
我们在那里争
，We are arguing。
弟兄姊妹，没的次序。
There's no order。
这里有个次序。
But here there's an order。
你夏娃那么愚昧吗
？You thought Eve was foolish。
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个多么诡诈
？You know how deceived serpent。
他让他像神呢、欸。
It allowed her to become God. That is the will of God.
对不对？神的旨意就是让我们像他。
The will of God is to allow us to become Him.
但是你
在
祷告，你发现达到他旨意的路却不是这样。
But you, through prayers, you know the way to be.
达到神旨意的道路，绝不能借着撒旦背逆的路来达到神自己的旨意。
Reaching the way of promise is not through the way of the evil.
大家清楚吗
？Are you clear on that?
所以你发现，当你学习祷告的时候，你真的有路走啊。
When you learn how to pray, you have a way out.
因为你知道那个是耶稣基督的心，对不对
？You know that is the heart of Christ.
那是谦卑顺服的道路。
That is the way to humble.
是降卑的道路。
You have lower yourself.
不是争吵的道路。
It's not the way for dissension.
不是看谁有道理的道路。
It's not who reason.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你这里面，对不起，我可能太啰嗦了。但是你就发现这里面给我们很多使徒保罗他自己生命的见证。
Here, there's a many testimony of Paul's life.
原则是我们主讲的。
The principle was given by the Lord.
我们主说你们真的要好好的祷告。
The Lord tells us to pray well.
祷告暗中的父必有赏赐的。
You pray to the Father in secret, you will be rewarded. Do not be.
不要怕说你的祷告是什么，有人怕说他自己的是什么妄求了，是这个求了，你不要去分析。
Do not analyze your prayer.
哎呀，只管来到诗人的宝座面前呐。
Just come to the mercy seat.
这是主的话，对不对？
That is the word of the Lord.
只管来到。
Just come to.
只管来到诗人的宝座面前，就得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Just come to the mercy seat, and you shall receive help.
弟兄姊妹，真的巴不得我们神的儿女都学习做一个祷告的人。
I hope all the children of God will learn how to pray.
因为你发现我们真的这样学习的时候。
When we truly learn.
我们的父要把他知道的我们的需要告诉我。
Then the Father will tell us what we need.
这是我们的秘诀。
This is our secret.
我们经历到基督实在是我们的道路。
We have experienced that Christ is our way.
基督是我们一切问题的解答。
Christ is the answer of all our problems.
我想我只是借着孙女兄他的负担，我想这里给大家有一点非常简单的教导。
Through brother son's burden, I just want to simply fellowship.
希望我们弟兄姊妹不要觉得这些道是离我们。
I hope that brothers and sisters don't feel that these truths are far away from us.
如果你真的在祷告里经历到基督是你问题的解答，
If you truly experience in prayer that Christ is the answer of all your problems,
弟兄姊妹，让你晚来聚会都不可能，我告诉你。
It's difficult for you to become late.
弟兄姊妹，让你晚来，你都不想晚来。
Even you don't want to be late for the meeting.
你何等巴望能够早早的能够和神的儿女一同来敬拜主。
You really want to hope to worship with brothers and sisters.
有的弟兄见证，礼拜天聚会完了就想着下一次了。
Brothers and sisters said they were thinking of the Sunday meeting.
这不是他装出来的。
They did not fake that.
因为基督成了他问题的解答。
Because Christ became the answer of his
problem. 基督成了我们问题解答的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们就释放了。
We are delivered when he becomes our answer.
我们就不活在律法规条的里面。
We are no longer under the law or doctrine.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的生活里面就不会像那首诗歌里所说的，许多的平安屡屡丧失。
We will not lose any peace in our life.
许多的痛苦无需受。
Or we suffer in vain.
盼望弟兄姊妹，让主耶稣真的成为我们最好的朋友。
Hope that our Jesus becomes our best friend.
活在祷告的里面，像我们弟兄所见证的。
Live in the prayers just like brother experienced.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你把这条蒙福的路清楚地摆在我们的面前。
You have placed this blessed way before us.
你何等盼望你的儿女今天天天活在眼前。
You hope your children will live before you.
借着这样的祷告和祈求。
Through prayer and petition.
天天过一个喜乐的生
活。To live a joyful life.
过一个释放的生活。
To live with deliverance.
过一个自由的人生。
To live with a free.
在这样一个弯曲背扭的时代的里面。
In this crooked and rebellious life.
真的好像明光照耀一样。
Just light will shine forth.
将你自己生命的道表明出来。
Show forth your life.
主啊，我们何等感谢你
！Lord, we thank you.
因为你是我们的道路
，because you are our way.
你是我们一切问题的解答
，you are our answer to all problems.
早晨，我们求主，你借着你自己的话语，亲自说在我们每一个人的里面。
Through your words, speak to our heart.
我们仰望你的怜悯
，we look to your mercy.
听我们的祷告
，hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名
，in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.